In our previous shiur, we began a discussion of the obligation of women in Kavanas Tzibur, which is most relevant to their obligation, or lack of obligation, actually, to Daven Musaf. It was relevant to how to understand our sugya. But once we began this discussion, we need to understand Rabbi Akiva Eiger, where Rabbi Akiva Eiger wants to suggest that since women don't participate in the Machzis HaShekel, so they're not included in the Kabbana Tzibur. So if Musaf is a carbon Tzibur, if Musaf is a carbon Tzibur, women should be exempt from davening Musaf. So we said that there are many Achroinim that have a very interesting approach to this issue. And I saw in the stipler here, Masechta Zvachim, Simen Dalet, that discusses this issue. And the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed from Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita here in Masechta Zvachim also discusses this issue. And they explain it in a very beautiful way. They explain it based on a Ramban in Parashas Vayikra. The Ramban says that there are two types of karbanos that are brought by more than one individual. You could have a karban that two or many people join together to bring a karban together. That's called a karban hashutfim. But then there's another type of karban. That's not a karban of shutfim. That's a karban tzibur. When a karban tzibur is brought, it doesn't represent that every person in Klal Yisrael who participated in giving the Machzis HaShekel is a shutif in that karban. That's not what it means. What it means is that karban hashutfim means, karban hashutfim means that there's a new entity. There's an entity called Klal Yisrael. That entity is mechuyev to bring certain kabbonis. What's relevant to our discussion is the kabbonis musaf. But a karban sibur is not a karban that's brought from many yechidim, from many individuals. Rather, a karban sibur is a karban that's brought from Klal Yisrael. And certainly, women are included in Klal Yisrael. Just what? Women, although they're certainly included in Klal Yisrael, the Torah says that who has to pay for that karban tzibur? Only men. That doesn't mean just because men are the only people who are paying for the karban, that the karban is only for men. The karban is for anybody who's a part of Klal Yisrael. The payers, the obligated people who have to pay, are whoever the Torah said so. And therefore, it's very geschmack. Even if we'll say that women don't pay, don't have to give the Machzis HaShekel, that doesn't exclude them, chas v'sholem, from being part of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, they are included in the Kabbanat Tzibur. And therefore, the question we asked, if women are exempt from Musaf, women aren't exempt from Musaf, even though they don't pay the Machzis HaShekel. Where else is this relevant? Because there's a halacha. The halacha is that a mumer we don't accept kabbonis from an individual who's a mumer. So if we don't accept kabbonis from an individual who's a mumer, ask the achroinim, back in our Gemara said that by karban tzibur, you can't have shinui bayim. Why can't you have shinui bayim by karban tzibur? Because anybody you're thinking about is a bayim. So ask the achroinim, the Rogachover, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, if a mumer is a person who we don't accept a karban from, So then what are you saying? That the mumer, that there's nobody that's not part of the carbon seber. Every Jew is part of that carbon seber. Maybe the Kohen had a mind, an individual who's a mumer. And a mumer is excluded from kabbalas. Says the Rogachov. When we say a mumer is excluded from kabbalas, it means that a carbon, as we're going to be learning the Sefer Zochim, we're going to be learning in Mitzvah Shem, the Kachim Sefer. So the halacha is that a yachid who's a mumer, we don't give him, the Torah doesn't give him the opportunity to bring a carbon. He's excluded from the opportunity of being able to bring a carbon. Because that's an opportunity that a yachid is given, and not this yachid, who happens to be a mumer, has that opportunity. Whereas, when we speak about a carbon seber, as long as you're a member of Klal Yisrael, then you're included in that carbon seber. A very similar svara to what we said regarding women. Anybody who's a member of Klal Yisrael is part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, even if he's a mumer and we don't accept his kabbonis. So the Cheshuk Echemet says a gevaldig chiddush according to this. It could well be that we would not allow a mumer to be considered part of the minyan of shachris. Because shachris is connected, is every yachid davening. And this yachid is a mumer. But for musaf, where we say that what is the concept of musaf? The concept of musaf, as we're learning, corresponds to the carbon sibber. And the carbon sibber, every Jew is part of the carbon sibber. There is no Jew excluded from the carbon sibber. So for musaf, it would be easier to include a mumer than for shach. Another question that comes up is what's going to be the halacha regarding a katan? A katan doesn't participate in the machzis shekel. And I saw that the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, Chelik Beis, Simon Shin Ayin, discusses what's going to be the halacha. Can we allow someone who's above bar mitzvah but under 20 to daven musaf, to be the Baal Tefillah for musaf? So he wants to say, if the chiyuv of machzis shekel begins at 20 years old, so according to the svara of the Rambam, according to the svara of Ruki Vega, that anybody who doesn't participate in giving the machzis shekel is not mechuyev to daven musaf, certainly we shouldn't make him the Baal Tefillah. So he, the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, says even a bigger chiddush. He says it could be that a child under 13 would be more chomer than a child over 13. Because when he's under 13, he has a chiyuv chinuch. When he's over 13, his father no longer has a chiyuv chinuch. But he says, certainly we can allow a boy over 13 to be the Baal Tefillah by musaf. And he says a number of svaros. First of all, he says, as we go back to the beginning of the previous year, the Tzlach has a whole different svara why women don't daven musaf. He says it's connected to the concept of mitzvah seishas man grama. The mitzvah seishas man grama only applies to women, doesn't apply to men over 13. So according to the Tzlach, certainly this entire discussion about tefillas musaf doesn't apply to men between 13 and 20. Moreover, he says, the chiyuv of being about tefillah was originally to be mitzi those who couldn't daven. But nowadays, everybody davens for themselves. And the only reason we have chazaras hashatz, is because of, that was the takana, we don't change the takana. But people aren't being yotze the mitzvah with the Chazaras Hashatz. Moreover, the issue is that it's maybe he's only part of because of Mitzvah Seishas Magrama. Moreover, the Sfaras that we've been saying, that even women are really M'chuyiv, and that's the Minig. So given all those reasons, certainly he says, you could ask a boy over 13 to be the Baal Tefillah by Musaf. In Simen Shin Samach Tes, he quotes all of the Achroinim who And Rav Avadya Yosef, in his tshuva, says that we paskin anyway that boys over 13 can participate in Matzah HaShekel. So if they can participate in Matzah HaShekel, this whole question isn't relevant. He says the only difference between a boy who's 13 to 20 versus somebody who's over 20, a male who's over 30, is that if a male between 13 and 20, could give Matzah HaShekel, but aim a mashkinin. We won't force them to give the Matzah HaShekel if he doesn't give it voluntarily. Whereas over 20, he will be forced to give the Matzah HaShekel. So that's not a question. Certainly, I think almost everybody I saw agrees that a man over 13, any boy over 13, should daven musaf and could be about tefillah by musaf. What about women? So most achronim take the position that women could daven musaf. And they explain. Certainly, if we follow the opinion of the tzlach, that women should be exempt from mutzah because it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. So they want to suggest, first of all, it's a famous machloikus rishonim. If women who aren't obligated in mitzvah seishas man grama could do one even if they aren't obligated. And it's the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, and that's the psak of the Ramah, that they could do a mitzvah seishas man grama if they so please. Moreover, even the Rishonim, which is the minig of the Sfardim, that say that women can't obligate themselves in a mitzvah seishas man grama, that's only by mitzvah seishas man grama where we use the word a bracha of tzivanu. So how could somebody say with tzivanu, I was commanded when they weren't commanded? But in davening musaf, there is no tzivanu. So since there is no tzivanu in davening musaf, everybody maybe would agree that the problem of cessation's man grama wouldn't apply. What about according to Bikivago? So as we said, there's many ways of explaining how even according to Bikivago, why we don't pass him like Bikivago, which as I said, is the minig of most that women do daven musaf, even though we have Rav Kivega's concern. However, Rav Avadya Yosef, in the Shalos of Tshuvas Rabbi Omer, speaks about this twice, in Chelik Beis, Simen Vav, and in Chelik Tes, Simen Kuf Ches, Ois Nun Vav. He says, it would be better for a woman who's a Sfardi not to daven Musaf by themselves. They should hear from the Shliach Tzibur. But, he says, if they daven by themselves, ein limchos biyodam, because there's a sex faker. One is, maybe they are indeed chayiv, as we've been explaining in our shiurim. And maybe, as we said, since they don't serve at Sivanu, this is different. And in fact, the Kaf HaChayim says that the minig is that women daven musaf, and so too is the opinion of the Shevet Alevi and Chelik Dalit Simen Yud Beis. It's interesting to point out that Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, in those tshuvas where he's not sure if women should daven musaf on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, holds, it seems to be everybody's opinion, that women can daven musaf on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the musaf is not only connected to carbon. The musaf is rachman, where we're davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in all of the concept of tefillah, women are certainly included in the need for rachman. Women also need to live and need to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we all daven for on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And therefore, everybody agrees. I didn't see anybody should suggest otherwise that women should daven musaf on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and all of our tefillahs should always be heard berachmim uberotzim.